You are listening to Human Machine, a program that airs each Saturday from WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various scientific fields examines speculative next stage in human evolution. Many predict an imminent human transformation based on increasing computer processing speed and manufacture, which will merge technological and human architectures. In this series, we will present projects and research about the horizons of the human machine. The program alternates weekly between Jeremy Kelly's curation of machine systems influence composers and Maximilian Goldfarb's assembly of the materials that depict the convergence of humans and technology. Episodes will be thematically arranged to cover topics such as autonomous vehicles, medicine, sexual relations, space and habitation,
Thank you. He's come in to visit Edmonton. He was born in Rocky Mountain House, and he's here to talk this morning about music, and in particular, electronic rock music, I believe. Is that correct?
Right, sir.
Well, I think that since he is working in New York, he's really up on this kind of thing, on music and on, you know, New York being a center of all kinds of things, so they tell us. And Bruce has been informing me that electronic music perhaps is the thing of the 70s. It's going to be more and more so.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it's been around for a long time. Electronic programming, ever since Sgt. Pepper was very heavy in the Beatles, certainly Moody Blues is extremely heavily electronic. They started with what they called the Mellotron, which was a tape loop string device. An awful lot of albums, a lot of rock is electronically programmed. Has been.
There's, in some of the Beatles songs, which you mentioned the Beatles, definitely you hear a Moog synthesizer in the back, and it's become so much part of the music in some cases that I think people are getting tuned into the sound of electronic music in that sense, in popular music or in rock music. And of course the Moog is the instrument, or has been for this time, but you think that there are going to be new developments that are going to supersede pretty quickly.
Right, Sev. Something that I'm into now, Raymond Scott, who was head of all CBS Music for about 9 years, and he's an electronic genius, has come up with a device which I will be steering. It's a completely new concept. There's no keyboard, and as I think, I will be able to create an entire rock unit as I feel, or symphonic, maybe anything.
I thought, I'm not too certain about the way that a Moog synthesizer works, or any of these electronic instruments, but I thought that since there are so much variations possible in electronic instruments, that, you know, for example, playing a pipe organ, for example, with a lot of keyboards is quite a complicated situation, I would think, to the average layman anyway. And to make music on that, to improvise music on that, would be quite something. Now, it seems to me that electronic instruments are very much more complicated in a sense than that, and that the variations possible in sounds would be much greater, and therefore the imagination of the performer would have to really be
absolutely a performer with a synthesizer like the Moog usually requires a programmer to set up the sounds as well. The typical synthesizer works on a single oscillating keyboard, consequently you must build up tape on tape with many overdubs. Whereas the new Raymond Scott concept is simultaneously polyphonic, so
is it improvised?
You do the whole thing.
Is it improvised as it goes along, or do you make a preparation?
You can pre-program, or the machine will suggest to you, and then you can build on that. It's really communication between man and machine for the first time.
What do you think of when you compose on something like that, or when you do something like that? Is it the same as improvising on any instrument, or that you use?
Yeah.
You know,
I think your head has to be in much greater order.
You have to sort of, I suppose,
vibrating. Yeah.
You know, you have to find a kind of an empathy with what you're doing. I suppose this is true on any valid kind of music.
Right. So.
Rock music. As I don't know if it can be defined, but if you could define it, but something new is happening on the 70s.
Yeah. First of all, I like to think of rock as being something pretty solid structurally. A lot of rock is so great because a lot of kids playing rock were really not formally taught, and they picked up their guitars and they just started to pick around and just did exactly their thing, did what they could. Incredible musicians, I think, of all time today. A lot of people, even though from the old, like Benny Goodman orchestras and whatnot, are also working in the rock movement. I think the sound of the 70s is certainly going to be very heavy soul influence, soul and electronic, actually.
Rock music is... There's one thing that's happening right now, is that there are so many things coming out.
Mm-hmm.
On recordings, for example,
right.
That we here happen to be fortunate because we can get to listen to a lot of things and be able to judge as a matter of just a sheer quantity.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, of sort of telling, being able to tell right away what would be valid and not valid, or less or more. I don't know if there's any such criterion in music, but in any case, there's so much material that to get on top of it, I think it's an impossible thing. And I suppose that the men are going to be separated from the boys, so to speak, to use an old cliche.
It's happening. And a lot of groups are having a lot of trouble today because of that.
Yeah. The Beatles, I guess, are split up for good, so that's...
I'm not so sure, because there's now five times as many album sales. They may come together over themselves again.
Well, that contract is supposed to run till the late 70s, I guess.
Right.
Well, we've got some of this new music, you might say, that you've brought in from a recording. If you could describe what we're going to hear here.
Sure, Sam.
In the first segment here.
Well, this is a recording I did for Columbia Records. It's called The Electric Lucifer CS9991. And I built the synthesizer myself, invented it, that I did the recording on. I'm also singing on the recording with the help from my friends. And, it's sort of making it in the underground and college scene in America. It's even the AM stations, top 40 stations, are starting to play bits of it, too. It's kind of it's a heavy album. I suppose it's classed as head rock, really.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing we might hear is called Cherubic Hymn, which follows a short introduction.
And it'll follow right next to this.
There's a little introduction, right?
Right. Okay, let's hear that.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
There we had two tracks from the album The Electric Lucifer, which our guest this morning, Bruce Hack, collaborated to a large extent. This is really something different, I think, even what we've heard up to now.
Yeah, it's really, I guess, the only electronic recording that kids are turning on to as well as adults. And, like, I sort of It's rather unique, I guess, because I did the whole thing. I wrote it, composed it, performed it. That's about it.
You're not concerned about the idea that that perhaps it's an old-fashioned idea, but they used to say in popular music that if too many people like it, that it's not. The purists will say, "Well, it's a sellout." You know, this happened to a lot of people. We could name dozens of groups or even individuals who performed at first were said to be, let's say, in the folk music, it even happened very much. Mm-hmm. And then that you're saying now that this music, I think it will appeal to a lot of people. If I may say so, I think there's something very most interesting in it. Very much interested in electronic music, but on the other hand, if there are many people who get interested in it, I wonder if there will be a commercial kind of sound involvement from it.
Yeah, there probably will be.
And it doesn't concern you as such.
It doesn't, no. I think that's great.
I mean, you dig
that
this
all the way.
You'd like to, sure. Yeah, you'd like to get it.
That's where it's at.
As many people would as possible to
definitely
to listen to it.
Yeah,
yeah. But do you think that there's a bit of an idea there of a kind of a, you know, I don't know if it's a mystical message, but there has been in some music protest, of course, has been the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's out of the window now, protest.
I think the protest is mainly about the educational system as far as young people are concerned, but this album really covers the whole scene from protest, drugs, sex, you name it, and I feel it's a very positive album. It's like a plus. To me, we're going and we're going fine.
Mm-hmm. And the music and the words are sort of wrapping together, so to speak.
Right.
Which hasn't happened sometimes in a lot of music in the past, where you had good music and poor words, or you had good words and poor music. So, this is, I think, certainly we've run a lot of rock on this station. We continue to try to run the best, and we have a show on Saturday night, which is... Has really the most recent stuff we can find, and I think that this is something different. It's certainly most interesting.
Great.
And you're going to be continuing, of course, in this area of music, or
yes, Sev. The next album I'm doing is really a very heavy soul influence, and I like to think of it as electronic soul, not a bunch of white noise, but I do believe it's electric soul.
I don't think I've mentioned actually too much about your background. The listeners know that you're from Rocky Mountain House and that you are from Alberta originally, that you are now living in New York and have been for the last 15 years, and you have done some work for us at CKUA, so
sure.
That makes us proud. You graduated from the University of Alberta in psychology.
Yes, right, sir.
Well, now there's a subject that applies to the music scene today, I think, more than musicology does.
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Well, perhaps as much.
Absolutely.
And you composed an opera, which was based on your experiences in the Canadian West. Could you perhaps talk about that a bit?
Yeah, well, actually, rather than an opera, it was I did something in that line too, but you're probably speaking of a symphony that I did that was performed like by the Calgary Philharmonic and in New York. It was called Wind Song. It's really the only orchestral work that I've ever written, because then I got into electronic work. And
That's something out of the past that you can bring out and what kind of reception did it have?
Beautiful reception. I may be re-releasing it with electronic editions. Probably will. It was called Wind Song, and it's really all about the province of Alberta. It was what we'd call, I guess, picture book music.
Oh, we pick that up really fast here, because I think Canada now and the Canadians are starting to really be aware of themselves for a change, and I don't know how people in the States now are aware of Canada, but I think they're becoming more aware, and
some of
our native sons, as you yourself have done, have gone to there and done some very successful work, continuing to do so. So something about the Canadian West, I'm sure, would be really fine too.
Yeah.
But going back to your rock music, we'll have something else now from that recording. And this is from track number 6 on side 1. Let's see. This is the National Anthem
2, To the Moon.
to the moon, and this where you'll have to explain this.
Great. This is sort of where we're going, and it makes me very happy. Some of the New York stations will play this just before they play the American national anthem, and that really flips me out. Actually, this is a very simple love song about feeling closer every day, but it's really the moon is sort of leaving us. I think I'm not sure of the figure, like 1 foot a year or something, and it's sort of this is a love song really from the earth to the moon. Love me now before you have to go away, because. Perhaps we will, all of us will supernova someday anyway. So.
Well, let's listen to this super duper nova.
Feeling closer every day.
Feeling closer every day.
Love is showing us the way.
Love is showing us the way.
I can feel your attraction. We can feel interaction. Love me now before you have to go away. All is living, all is dying.
All is living, all is dying.
Funny how we keep on trying.
Funny how we keep on trying.
Moon, earth, sister, brother, like them, we have each other. Love me now, before you have to go away. Nothing stays the same and things are changing every day. Make it now while we have time to make it all the way, all the way. Time for love is here and now.
Time for love is here and now.
Love as much as you know how.
Love as much as you know how.
A star shines, a dream shatters. Love is all that really matters. Love me now. Before we have to go away. Nothing stays the same and things are changing every day. Make it now while we have time to make it all the way, all the way. Time for love is here and now.
Time for love is here and now.
Love as much as you know how.
Love as much as you know how.
A star shines, a dream shatters. Love is all that really matters. Love me now, before we have to go away.
And that was called National Anthem to the Moon from the album The Electric Lucifer, about which we are talking and have been talking partly the past 20 minutes. Myself, and Bruce Hack, who is doing this electronic music thing. Now, it seems to me that there was some talk that rock music was getting too loud. This is not loud. This is very, you know, there's a variation in dynamics, which is welcome. It was really loud, but there were some things that were sort of very, especially in the guitar work that was being used in rock, which is seems to be lacking now. I think it's a kind of a very cuts to the soul kind of sound, perhaps, that I used to hear in rock. And apparently acid rock is out now, is it?
Pretty much, Sev, yeah. I have to stay just a step ahead, but I feel that the heavy electronic scene is the most really interesting thing in rock for people.
Now, it's not possible to perform this on stage too well, is it?
No, it will be with the new instrument, however, because I'll be able to sit there and steer the darn ship and have this just come out. There'll even be pitch regulators for the voice too,
in
case you should sing flat.
Will you have this colored light business, or
why not? You know, we've got little portholes in the ship, so
yeah. Because a stage with a white background would be really a change.
Great, yeah.
I know there's an album came through the other day and it had just a blank cover and with a simple writing. I don't know what the album was, but we all looked at it very closely.
Remember the Beatles double white album with the number stamped on it.
Oh yes, well that is, of course the music that's inside is well worth it.
Yes, surely it is.
We didn't stop at looking at the cover on that particular one. Yeah. We went right to it. But, what do you think about the application of electronic music to classics music now, which is a new field too? It's something entirely new is happening there too.
Yeah, I think that classics music is rock music. I think that the music from past centuries is the music from past centuries, beautiful and beautifully played. I think that, say, Columbia put out Switched on Bach, which really made a hit with the synthesizer. This was great novelty appeal, but I really haven't heard anything else coming out of classical, so-called classical music, redone electronically.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you that the Brandenburg Concerto contained in that album, Switched on Bach, is about as good as anything.
Yeah.
Any orchestral version. Yeah. Of course, people are slow to turn to that, but Bach is, of course, the kind of composer that requires an approach that the different voices and so on that have to be heard in Bach, I guess, are really come out in this electronic thing.
Yeah.
But such people as John Cage and Stockhausen and other people, I think, are into this electronic thing, and there's some really, I think, deeply intellectual things being happening. I think they're, in that sense, classics music remains classics music as against a more popular kind of music,
sure.
Which perhaps this is what we've talking about this morning,
yeah.
Where you have a very sophisticated kind of music, and
yes.
But in other words, the implication that you have in your definition of rock, if there is such a definition, and I'm not sure, I'm sure you aren't, if there is, but
really.
Is that it's rock is something not necessarily beat oriented or noise oriented or psychedelic oriented, but it's something which is with which people can identify, and as such it's a kind of a new definition of music, really.
Right.
That's what it is.
It's new authority actually in music. It's something to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
The classicists of rock, as far as I'm concerned, would be Moody Blues as an example.
Yes, right. But then you get Moody Blues playing with, I think, the London Symphony Orchestra, or is it London Symphony, the London Pops Orchestra?
They call it, I think, London Festival. That was
London
one of their early albums, yeah.
So there's a sort of a link, at least for those who like links in that purely in a really plain way.
Yeah.
You know, the trouble is everything. A lot of this music seems to be so subliminal. But,
yes.
We're going to have some more subliminal music from your album. And I think we should have the far end of this. We've got, we played something called, we played National Anthem to the Moon, and you're talking about Supernova. Well, here's something called Supernova on track 5 of this album, and then finally it ends with Requiem. Could you explain that? We'll try and close the program with those two if we can. I don't know if they're...
Yeah, well, Supernova's kind of long. He's about probably 7 minutes or so. Maybe you cut in at the end of Supernova. Requiem is... certainly a new beginning. It's a rebirth as far as I'm concerned. That's why I call it, it's 2001, like the entire cycle. This is the Requiem, the lyrics of that, like, we have just begun, power love remains.
Okay, so to close this morning's program, and I may explain that my guest this morning has been Bruce Hack, who is from New York, born in Rocky Mountain House, doing some excellent things in rock music, and we've been talking about electronic rock. Thank you very much, Bruce, for coming this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you,
and,
sir.
And we'll close by hearing most of the conclusion of this recording, The Electric Lucifer. We'll be right back.
We have seen the singing wind. We have heard the sun. We have tasted lavender. We have just begun. We have cried at happiness, we have laughed at pain, we have let the grass turn brown, waiting for the rain. Paradise has gone away, our parade is here, all we now have left to kill is pain and hate and fear. Love came in when we began, love is back again, our love is what we are, our love remains.
A newborn child has no teeth. A goose has no teeth. A rose has no teeth. This last, at any rate, one would like to say, is obviously true. It is even surer than that a goose has none, and yet it is none so clear. For where should a rose teeth have been? The goose has none in its jaw, and neither, of course, has it any in its wings. But no one means that when he says it has no teeth. Why, suppose one were to say, the cow chews its food and then dungs the rose with it. So, the rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast. The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
This would not be absurd because one has no notion in advance where to look for teeth in a rose. Connection with pain inside.
someone else's body.
We'll be right back.
Been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes. where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human machine evolution.